Morning. It's so good to see you. Shalom. Bless you. May the Lord bless you for being here. This is a wonderful time of the year to come together to celebrate a wonderful event that I want to talk to you a little bit about this morning. Because I was there. I was there. I saw him alive. And I want to tell you about it. Is that okay? Can I tell you? You okay with that? It might take a few minutes. You not in a hurry? Okay. You don't want to go get a bagel or something? You know, you're okay? Okay, so here we go. I love to tell this story because I tell it to anybody who will listen. I tell it to my children. I tell it to my grandchildren. I tell it to their friends. I tell it to my neighbor. Anybody who will listen to this story. I love to tell it, and I love to tell it to you. So let me take you back many years. I was a much younger man. Still handsome, but a much younger man. I had started following Yeshua, Jesus. We thought that he would be our Messiah. Oh, wonderful man. Did so many wonderful things. His teaching would just captivate you. Oh, it was wonderful. It really was. And it happened that this one particular Pesach, Passover, you call Passover, right? We call it Pesach. This wonderful time when God's people come together in Jerusalem, and we celebrate and remember what God did to deliver his people from slavery in Egypt so many centuries ago. And so we come. It's a wonderful time to be with so many of God's people in one place. Thousands of people come, and we come every year. And this particular Passover was really special because Jesus, we really thought that something special was going to happen. That Jesus was going to finally establish the kingdom of God and to restore Israel's days to the time of David. No longer oppressed by our enemies. A time of freedom and joy. We were so hopeful. And so we are there on the Mount of Olives and Jesus is coming down riding a donkey. And the people are shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna means save us. Lord, save us. And we thought that Jesus was going to do that. And so there's so much anticipation on the part of the people. And they're shouting and praising. Now, it's interesting that Jesus, he didn't seem particularly excited about that. In fact, he wept over the city. He grieved over the city. We did not understand at the time. But we celebrated the Passover, and Jesus celebrated that with his disciples. And there was just this expectation that Jesus was going to do something wonderful. And then something unexpected happened. One of Jesus' closest friends, a man named Judas Iscariot, betrayed our master and turned him over to our leaders. And they put him on trial. He had done nothing. He had done nothing wrong. He had only done good things. But our leaders, they don't like him. In fact, they hate him. They were very envious of his popularity. But they condemn him to die, and then they send him to Pilate, the Roman governor, and he is crucified. We are kind of, whoa, what is going on? We don't understand this, all this. This is not supposed to be how the story goes. But that's what happened. And our hearts are breaking. We see Jesus on the cross. And I cannot forget that this is an awful thing. Crucifixion is an awful thing. Oh, I see too many. But I still see my master bleeding, blood rushing down, his hands pierced with nails. I don't even like to think about it, but it is part of the story. But it is not the end of the story. So, we were with the 11 disciples and some others when the Passover was over on the first day of the week. My friend and I, we go back to the town where we live, a place called Emmaus, just a short distance from Jerusalem. We go for a walk. We decide, no sense staying. We got no hope. Our master is gone. Let's go home. And so we did. And as we're walking along the road, the stranger comes up. And he says to us, as we are talking with one another, what are these things that you are talking about? And I looked at him and I said, are you the only one in Jerusalem that does not know the things that are happening in the city these days? He says, what things? I said, you know, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus, the man, prophet of God, mighty in works and deeds. We had so hoped he was the Messiah, but our rulers sentenced him to die and they had him crucified, and it's been 3 days since these things happened. You don't know about these things? And he listened. I said, and now, you know, there were some women that said that they went to the tomb, the place where they laid Jesus, and they found that the stone was rolled away, but his body was not there. And then there was a vision of angels, and they said, Jesus is alive. You know, women, they don't know what they're talking about. You can't always trust what they say, you know. But Jesus, he look at us and he say, oh, foolish men, and so slow of heart to believe. Did you not know that the Christ had to suffer and die and then enter into his glory? And he began to open the scriptures, beginning with the law, the book of Moses, our treasured law and teachings. And he went through the prophets, and he showed us that these things are true, that the Messiah must suffer and then rise from the dead. It was amazing. How did he know all these things? We don't know this man. Well, actually, we did. We just didn't know that we knew who he was. It was getting late, and we said, listen, you come stay, be our guest. He said, no, I get to keep going. But he agreed, and so he come to our house. And so we reclined at the table to have the meal, to break bread. And something wonderful happened. He took the bread, and he raised it, and he broke it. And he asked a blessing. And all of a sudden, for my friend and I, it's like, wait a minute, that's you, it's Jesus, I see him. And no sooner were we so excited to see him, he's gone. Who's going to believe us? But we saw him, we know with our own eyes we saw him. But we decide, we need to go back and tell everybody, you know what? The women who are right, they get that one. So, it's dark, but we walk the 7 miles. We go back to Jerusalem, and we find the 11 and the others, and we say, it is true, we have seen the Lord. He's alive. And what the women said is true. And so they were startled and surprised to see us there. And then this is what happened. Jesus appeared to us all. Jesus was right there with everybody in the room saw him alive. Of course, now everybody's startled and is like, what? It must be a ghost, right? Jesus says, no, it is me. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. Does a spirit have flesh and bone like me? He had the body. This was no ghost. This was no mirage. This is not an illusion. We are seeing somebody physically standing right there. And it's Jesus. And we're so excited. And then he says, you got any food? So he ate some fish. And that was it. But what a wonderful moment. But that would not be the last time. He would still appear to many, many more. In fact, 500 people see him all at one time. All at once. See, the resurrection is a true story. Now, there are people that don't believe it. But they are, as the Lord said, foolish men and slow to believe. There will always be people like that. People who are foolish, who just will not accept that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for our sin, and that he rose again and lives forevermore. But it is true. I can tell you I see it. I see it, and so I love to tell this story. I love to share this story because it is so, so wonderful. Do I hear it again? You got time? I'll tell you the story again. No? Okay. I can see that you're getting hungry, so I'll try to finish this story. But yeah, I see. Can you see my excitement? I cannot keep it in. It's so good to know that Jesus is alive. You see, this is a story of hope God's people were looking for a Messiah to set up a kingdom in the world. But the Lord said, my kingdom is not of this world, but it is an eternal kingdom made up of the people who will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, my encouragement to you, because I know that some of you know the story, I encourage you to teach it to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. Teach it to your neighbors if they'll listen. Teach it to anybody. Now, I know you did not see him, but Jesus also said this, blessed are those who believe yet do not see. Because that takes even greater faith to believe in this truth. Great faith. But I hope that you will do that. But if you just happen to be here today because somebody brought you to come and you didn't really want to come, but you came, I want to encourage you. The story is true, and it's a story that God unfolded for you because he loves you so very much. He has a great love for you. He did not want to see you miss out on heaven. Oh, you know, there's a silly idea out there. I hear it all the time. You know, it seems like all you got to do to go to heaven is die. Who came up with that idea? Because that is not what God's word says. God says heaven and the kingdom of heaven is for people who come to him in humility and repentance and belief in Jesus. Jesus is our means to get into heaven because he is the only means for the forgiveness of a man's sin. So I hope you will share that story with people because they need to hear that. Because as some men sang here today, he's coming for me. One day he's coming for me. What a glorious day that will be. And I hope he's coming for you. If you believe in Jesus and you belong to Jesus and you have received the resurrected eternal King of life, he's coming for you someday. I don't know. I don't know when, but I know he is true. I know he is true. Oh, I love to tell this story. But I so encourage you to share the story with those who need to hear it. I'm going to close with the prayer of blessing upon you. So let's pray together, and then we will dismiss from this place. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Oh, God of heaven and earth, thank you so much for the assembly of your people, for those who have come together because they believe in you and they seek you, and they've come to know Yeshua, your son Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth. And only Savior, we exalt you, O God, for your kindness and mercy and grace to us through Jesus, for providing the means for us to be made right with you, to know your forgiveness, to know your grace, and to know the assurance of the hope of eternal life. We thank you so much for that. But Lord, there are so many foolish hearts that will not believe. God, I pray that you would touch them with your spirit, that the words of truth would penetrate through the hardness of their hearts, and that they would see and understand the depth of love that you have for them, O God, that you were willing to let your son die to pay the price that we all owed for our sin. God, you are so good. You are so good. Oh, may your joy abound to us today, and may our joy in you abound to one another as we go from this place. And whatever this day holds, Lord, may we honor you and praise you from the fullness of our hearts. We pray through the risen and eternal Savior, Jesus, Yeshua. We thank you. Amen.